Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's DeStefano's Den with sports guy TJ DeStefano here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and westmorelandgold.net. Good morning, sports fans. Welcome inside DeStefano's Den on Westmoreland Saturday Morning. We're on at 7:30 on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, westmorelandgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano, and as always, we're talking sports, and today we're talking St. Vincent College men's basketball with head coach Terrence Smith. Coach, good morning, and thanks for coming on again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you on to talk some hoops, and this is your third year now as the head coach and the eighth on the coaching staff. You guys went 13-14 in year one and then 3-8 in a shortened year last year. So, Coach, give me your thoughts on where the program is now and what you still want to accomplish in the future.
Well, right now, we're still young. We were young last year. We're young again this year. So right now it's about building that chemistry, getting these guys to understand how to play together and do things as a team. And the effort, you know, understand what the effort that it took to win.
And COVID still continues to affect everyone. Just talk about how the team has handled this whole situation.
Everybody has been, that's pretty much been had good attitudes. I've been willing to do whatever is necessary to comply with the rules. You know, it's it was more so last year than this year. It was more tedious last year. We have a lot of people that are vaccinated this year, so there's less protocol that is involved. But I would say overall, the spirits have been high, and you know, I think everybody is just willing to do whatever's necessary to be able to play.
Yeah, and that's a perfect thing because I wanted to ask you about that. Now, obviously, last season was shortened due to COVID, but you guys did get to play. Fortunately, you know, that was good, that just being able to play games, because a lot of schools didn't have that opportunity. So just how lucky was it that you guys were actually able to play last year?
Yeah, it was definitely a blessing to be able to play because, you know, it seemed like every week we were talking about, you know, this conference, that conference shut down, they're not playing, whatever. So we were just waiting for, you know, for it to be our turn, and that just never happened. So, you know, I give a shout out to the conference, to the schools within the pack. And, you know, I have a lot of gratitude towards them because that meant a lot to these teams, to these schools, to these players, to these student athletes. It meant a lot that the schools could come together, the conference can come together and have a plan in place so that we can compete.
And I assume you guys got through all that COVID last year, you know, pretty healthy for the most part?
For the most part, in the second semester. We ended up getting shut down in the first, in the fall. Mm-hmm. So within practices, we ended up getting shut down. We had a positive case, so that 2 weeks took us past the 2 weeks we had to shut down, took us through the time when school was over. So we didn't have many practices in the fall, which was, that was another, another hurdle we had to get over.
Now, last year you guys went 2-7 in the PAC and 3-8 overall. Again, it was a shortened year due to COVID. You mentioned very young team. You only had two seniors. So give me your thoughts on last season.
Last season was tough. I mean, we had a few close games. I think we had two or three overtime games, you know, a rebound here, a shot here, you know, and it's a different outcome, you know. So it was tough because of, you know, it was hard. We didn't have many practices. It was hard to create that chemistry last year. We didn't get a lot of reps in, so that made it more difficult. You combine that with the youth, and you know, that's just how the season played out. You know, we thought we had a good chance even with our youth, but it just didn't, you know, it just didn't work out for us. So but they competed hard, you know, and I was happy, you know, again, that they even got the opportunity to compete.
Definitely. Now, did you see growth progression from last year as the season went on that, you know, gives you hope as you move into this season?
We had some highlights. You know, we definitely didn't close it out well. But we saw some improvement in certain things from the start of the season to the end, you know, that we could point to and build on for this year. So, you know, that was a good thing. You know, we had to find those good things and not, you know, anytime you lose, it's easy to focus on the negative things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we wanted to make sure that we highlighted some of the positives that we got out of the season also.
Now, talk about recruiting. How's it going? And has it been different at all during this whole COVID pandemic?
It's been a little different. But, you know, with technology nowadays, you know, it's still, you know, you still can reach out. You know, the face-to-face interaction, of course, has changed a little bit. But, you know, we're still able to reach out and build those connections with the high school coaches and you know, the high school players and all that. So I wouldn't say it's that much different. You know, obviously it is, but I would say it hasn't hindered us to the point where, you know, we don't feel like we can get the recruits that we want.
Mm-hmm. And I know you're recruiting all over the place. You have to. How important is it for the local recruiting, you know, the WPIAL and kids in this area?
It's important. You know, it's definitely important. You know, you never want to miss out on an opportunity to bring in someone who's from your local area. I mean, that's one of the worst things ever to let some local talent end up somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming from your backyard. So, you know, it's I think we've tried to put a little bit more effort into that local recruiting. So, you know, it's definitely one of the focal points in our recruiting strategy.
And we've been talking athletics, obviously, but the more important part, obviously, is academics. So how is the team, the student-athletes doing in the classroom?
I will tell you, when the midterm grades came out, I was pleased. I mean, of course, everybody is not going to be, you know, A-plus, you mm-hmm. know, all over. But the majority of our team, you know, is, you know, A's and B's, maybe a few C's, you know, through midterms. So that was encouraging, you know, because when we had our first meeting of the year, you know, that's pretty much the first thing we talked about was academics. You know, we take academics serious at St. Vincent. And, you know, if you can't handle the classroom, if you can't handle your business in the classroom and do what you're supposed to do and be where you're supposed to be and speak up and communicate when you're having an issue and be on time and put forth the effort, you know, it St. Vincent men's basketball is not for you. You know, maybe you need to just focus on academics. You know, that's how serious we take it. But I was really pleased. Like I said, we have a lot of young guys, and, you know, they've come in and they've really attacked their academics and made it a priority. So I think it showed in the midterm grades.
That's good to hear. And you know, and a lot of people, I mean, most of these kids probably aren't going to be playing any more basketball once they're done in college. So the academic part is very important for them.
Mm-hmm. Most important.
Most important. Now let's move into this season, Coach. First, how was the off season? You know, and are you happy with where the team is at this point?
I will tell you that from the off season until now, you know, the off season through the preseason to now, I think we've made significant strides. You know, we've early on we've seen some of the same things that we were seeing last season in reference to, you know, certain things that we're dealing with the team. And so we had an opportunity to address those issues early on and make some positive changes and head in the right direction. You know, so even though we're young now, I think that we are further along definitely further along than we were last year, just for the simple fact that we've already had more practices than we had last year in the fall. So I think that practice time is important, and that's helping us along.
That's good, yeah, because as you said, with such a young team, we're going to talk about that here in a moment. Are you happy with your numbers roster-wise as you go into this season?
Yes, I am. I am. I believe we have some good pieces, young pieces, but good pieces. And, you know, we try to address some shortcomings that we identified last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've done that. I feel like we've did a decent job at that. But, you know, I like where our roster is right now. You know, of course, you can always use a LeBron James, a Kobe or something.
Yes.
But I'm happy with our roster right now.
That's good. Now, you lost two seniors from last year, Shamar Bennett and Walter Bonds, that really played big roles for the team. Talk about what those two meant to this program.
Well, I will tell you that they are two of the best people that you'll ever meet. You know, so it meant a lot to lose to the leadership, production on the floor, all of those things that you look for in your players on and off the court. That they had it. You know, so those are tough losses for us.
And do you think the guys you have now, being so young from last year, were able to learn a lot from those two guys that they can carry forward, you know, not only this season, but going forward for them?
I believe so. You know, I believe so. I mean, I know they all still keep in touch with one another, so that says a lot in itself. You know, they're no longer teammates, but, you know, there's still relationships there. You know, they still talk to these guys and you know, look up to these guys, and the relationships are still there. So that's good. That tells you how much, that tells you how close they were.
Now, this year's team, as you mentioned, very young. It might even be younger than last year. You have no seniors and no juniors on the team. You have 8 sophomores and 10 freshmen. Now, I know a lot of the sophomores, you know, did get to play last year and have some game experience. So, just talk about your players for this year.
Well, you know, I think that the players that are here now that played last year, I believe that they have a better understanding now of what we're trying to do, what we're looking for. You know, anytime you come in, and this is at all levels of basketball. Sometimes you come in and you were the main guy at your high school, and so you approach things a little differently, and it's an adjustment when you get to college because everybody was the main guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I think there's been a big adjustment there as far as the attitude and how we approach practice and how we approach our teammates and how we approach playing the game and how we want to play. And so I believe that there's been some growth there. There's a lot more sharing of the basketball, which is one of the issues that we pointed out last year. You know, we've been sharing the basketball a little more now. The ball is moving. People are looking for one another. And we feel like that was one of the big things that we had to address. And I feel like there's been a lot of improvement there. And then we have some, you know, the freshmen that came in, you know, they've done a good job of challenging the sophomores, you know, challenging the guys who have who are here already. So that's always what you want. You know, you want your guys to challenge each other, challenge themselves in practice. That's where you get better.
Definitely. And we are talking with St. Vincent College men's basketball coach Terrence Smith on DeStefano's Den on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, westmorelandgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. Coach, you were talking about the team there a little bit as an overview. Talk about some of the specific players that you know you're thinking might make a big impact this year for you.
I think Anthony Dillard. We're looking for him to make large contributions. He's an undersized inside guy, and he plays really hard. He rebounds, he can score, he can defend, he can do all those things for us. So we're looking for him to make a significant impact. We're also looking to have a significant impact from Ayton Jones. He's a guard from Orlando, Florida. He's coming in. He got thrown into the fire last year, so to speak. As a freshman, we asked him to handle the ball for us, to run the team, and that's not easy to do, to come in as a freshman and have all of that responsibility placed on your shoulders. So he's someone who we feel like can take some major make some major strides this year and contribute. And we also have a young guy by the name of Ethan Duncey out of Thomas Jefferson in Pittsburgh. We feel like he's going to be a good presence for us inside. He's good size, skilled, and he plays hard. So we think that he's going to be an impactful player for us. And also, I don't want to forget Nelson Etuk. Nelson Etuk is one of the most energetic players that I've been around. He runs like a deer. He can jump out the gym. He can defend. He can score. So, we feel like he's going to be an impact player for us also. So we're just looking to try to put it all together, with these guys, mix in the young guys and get to a point where the cohesion is there, the effort is there, and the mindset, the team mindset for everybody. We feel like we can have a good season.
And obviously, such a young team, you're obviously going to have a lot of competition for playing time. How is that competition so far between the guys, is this offseason is winding down?
Well, I have been adamant about that being one of my biggest, one of the hardest things to do as a coach for me, being not having that much time under my belt as a head coach, trying to figure out how to, divvy out that playing time. So I think it's going okay so far, but you can always, you always look back and you think, maybe I could have got this guy in a little more. Maybe this guy should have got more time, or he should have got less time. That's a constant, ongoing thing. But right now, I think that it's going okay. We are guard heavy. So, I think it's more of an issue with the guards than it is with the forwards. But I think it's going okay. I think, and that's another thing, that I believe we'll have a lot better success with this year, and that's finding those rotations, because last year we were trying to figure it out every single game. I think we might have had the same starting lineup maybe two games.
Okay.
So it's I think we've had already had way more time to try to look into those things and figure it out and see who's really earned those minutes. Who works together, who gels, who complements one another on the floor. So I think we've had a lot of time we've already had more time to work those things out. So I think come February, January timeframe, I think we'll be a lot better off than we were last year.
Always looking for that consistency for sure, because like as you said, you want to try to throw out, the same five guys every night instead of, trying to put it all together. But it seems like you guys are, from what you said, heading in the right direction to find that consistency. Now, or one other thing about the team now, again, obviously very young, as we've said, are you concerned about a lack of leadership right now? And on the flip side, are you seeing anyone starting to emerge as, you know, potential leaders?
Leadership is definitely something that we're looking for. You know, we're definitely looking. I don't think any one person has emerged above anybody else. I don't think that's, I think that comes, some of that comes with having such a young team. You know, you got some people that might not feel like they should speak up, or, mm-hmm. Some feel like, I'm just a freshman, or, I'm new here, so I'm just going to be quiet. So, we try to encourage, everybody, to take a leadership role. You don't have to, we don't want you to get out of character and start, acting, not like yourself. We would like for those things to happen naturally. We would like for our leaders to emerge naturally, So that is something that we're definitely still looking at. And I think it'll happen, once everyone gets more comfortable, and, that chemistry starts to form, and, everyone is on the same page night in and night out. I think we'll be able to see. I think we'll be able to see who those people are clear cut. Yeah. Right now, it's not clear cut right now.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest about that. So
takes time, work in progress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys are in the PAC, obviously a tough conference, not only just in basketball, but all sports. W&J, Grove City, Westminster, Chatham, Bethany, Geneva, Waynesburg, Teal, and Franciscan. I know polls don't mean anything, but you guys were picked 8th in the preseason poll. So just talk about the conference and what you're expecting to see this year.
We expect to see what we've seen every single year in the back, which is competitive basketball. I love the conference. You're going to get everybody's best shot every night, and that's what we expect. We didn't expect for anybody to, come into this season thinking that, we're going to be the favorite. Like, we understand, we know, it's going to take work, and that's what we talk about every single day. It's going to take work. This conference is hard. Mm-hmm. Anybody can beat anybody on a given night and when that's the situation. You can't afford to take nights off. You got to bring your best game every single game. And we look forward to it. We look forward to it. We look forward to it, and we feel like we're going to put the work in, and we feel like good things going to happen if we put the work in and we come together and do what we're asking everyone to do. So that's how we're approaching the conference. And, like I said, it's a great conference.
Yes.
We've got a lot of good teams, and it's just really competitive. And that's what you want.
And you guys will open the season on November the 10th as you'll host the University of Mount Union. November 13th, you're at Allegheny College. November 15th, you host Carlo. The November 19th and 20th, you'll play in the College of Worcester tournament. The 19th, you play the College of Worcester, and then you'll have an opponent to be determined on the 20th. And then the last non-conference game is December 7th at Juniata. So talk about your non-conference slate, and I'm sure, Coach, these games are very important for this team, especially being so young and a lot of them not having a lot of game experience.
Mm-hmm. We know exactly what we were doing. We were scheduling our non-conference games, and we want our guys to be battle tested, and we have some tough non-conference games, and that was the point. We want to come into conference play battle tested, and playing the best of the best, and then we can see where we're at. We can get a true gauge where we're at, and if we can pull off some of those games, great. But the purpose of these games is to go out there. We're going to go out there and try to win the games to the best of our ability, and get these guys some reps against some good teams, some really good teams, with the hopes that will better prepare us for conference play.
Yeah, and as I look at the schedule, it looks like four of these are on the road and two are at home. So obviously that's going to help, especially the road games playing away from St. Vincent.
Absolutely, especially at Worcester. You know, that's always a tough place to play. You know, they're always good. So that'll definitely be a really big test for us.
Yeah, so again, as you mentioned, critical for these non-conference games for sure to help with the development of the team. And then the real grind begins on November 27th, PAC play, and that will be at home against Waynesburg. So obviously, again, the PAC, very tough. Talk about that opening game.
It's tough because, you know, that game wasn't necessarily supposed to happen in November. It was supposed to happen in December, so it got switched to November 27th. So there was an issue, conflict with finals. So they had to find a different time to play that game. But that game's going to be tough. Waynesburg plays as tough. I mean, they always play as tough, you know. So, you know, they never beat themselves, you know. So anytime you play somebody that never beats themselves, you know, it's tough. You know, you got to play clean basketball. You know, you got to play disciplined basketball. And that's what Waynesburg forces you to do, you know. So that should be a tough one for us. And then coming off Thanksgiving, so, you know, it's not going to be a whole lot of practice time before that game also. So that week.
Yeah, and something else that will be nice this year, Coach, is you're going to get to play in front of fans. I know it was really weird last year. You know, I did some games and seeing the Carey Center empty, just very strange.
There was definitely an adjustment that had to be made for that. It just wasn't, you know, it just wasn't the same. You know, you can tell, you know, and I felt bad for everybody who, that was last year that came in, these sophomores that played last year, that was their first experience with collegiate basketball, you know, playing home games with no fans, being spread out, masked up, you know, all these different protocols. It was just so much that had to go on last year. So I'm definitely looking forward to being able to have fans in the stands for these players.
Definitely. And finally, Coach, as we wrap up, what are your goals overall?
Our overall goal is going to be the same, which is to win the pack. That's our overall goal. And in order to do that, we have to achieve some you know, smaller goals in between, you know, building that chemistry. You know, building chemistry and just get better each and every day. You know, so we want to, you know, we have simple goals. You know, they're simple, but they are tough goals. They're hard. You know, we want to win the regular season and we want to win the PAC tournament. Those are our goals each and every year. So whatever we have to do in between there, get it done, that's what we're going to do. So we got to, you know, we got to put the work in, and the end goal is always going to be the same, championship.
Coach, well, thank you as always for the time. I appreciate it. Good luck with the upcoming season, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. And that was St. Vincent College men's basketball coach Terrence Smith. That does it for DeStefano's Den this Saturday morning. You can like the show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at SportsGuy1480. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next Saturday on Westmoreland Saturday Morning.